On the phone with me is Chief Rick Hoganson from the Two Harbors Police Department. Thank you so much, Rick, for being here. I know it's not your first time on the air.
Yeah, good morning, Katya. Happy I could be here.
Yeah, well, we're happy to have you. I know there's been a lot of attention on your department, been to a lot of meetings, done a lot of planning, and to satisfy listeners, I think we should first talk about the big event coming up in the next, I guess, 2 weeks. And, you know, what are the areas that you have been focusing on and responsible for, and what are you doing about those?
Could you remind me, Katya, what's going on in 2 weeks?
Yeah, people call it the FOS, Festival of Sale. Yes, so I'm glad you made
Festival
me bring it up.
Festival of Sale.
Because, you know what, I was just talking to people who were in Two Harbors, and they had no idea that it was coming or anything about it. So that was kind of refreshing, actually. But yes.
Yeah, let's talk tall ships. I think you're exactly right. There's people who know it's coming to Two Harbors. There are others in and around and who don't know, and I think that's what's going to happen with a lot of the our visitors, the tourists to our community. They're not going to know this is going on. So it'll be a pretty big mix of people, and we'll see where we go.
Yeah.
But yeah, a lot of planning, a lot of preparing. From the beginning, I've always said we need to plan and prepare for a safe and successful festival. And once the decision was made that it was coming, I think that really put a lot of work on the plate of a lot of people, and I think especially the Two Harbors Police Department. So,
yes.
But I will just say we could not have done this without many of our partners in the area, the region, the state, and even at the federal level. So it's been a lot of collaboration and met a lot of great people through all of it. So, but yeah, a lot of planning, a lot of preparing.
Yep.
A lot of things to think about.
Yep.
So what do you want to know about?
Well, if everyone wants to know about traffic, I mean, do we have any idea of how backed up the traffic may get? I know it's going to be diverted, but it sounds like Two Harbors residents can continue to drive around on the streets, and it's not like the local blocks will be blocked off or anything. I don't know how specific you want to get, but everyone wants to know, you know, as specific as you can get, pretty much.
Sure. So as I've tried to state, and the things we've just released, there will be some road, they're not road closures, they're just where the roads will be blocked. Some of the streets, some of the other intersections, if you think about Park Road over at 4th Avenue, if you are going to take a left or a right, it's really a low visibility intersection. So that'll just be blocked at the end of it. So those people that live on that will still be able to access their houses, park at the apartment complex over at the Waikia.
Yeah.
But there will be some other closures that do affect some of the streets, 9th Street, 8th Street, 5th Street. Just in working with MnDOT, Minnesota Department of Transportation, you know, one of the big concerns is cars taking left-hand turns.
Yes.
So that would just bog everything down. So really, 7th Street and 6th Street, so Waterfront Drive,
yep,
Park Road, you know, will really serve as those main routes into downtown and uptown of Two Harbors for residents, for anyone who's trying to commute around the community. And it really was a priority of ours to keep traffic moving,
right,
whether you're in the 100 block of 3rd Avenue or you're in the 400 block of 6th Avenue, to have parking. And I'll just compare it to the Heritage Days parade. When the parade's going on, it's that 4-hour window.
Yeah.
When it's vehicles both sides of the street, we just can't have it. Are the emergency vehicles, fire, rescue, ambulance, law enforcement, they need to be able to get around our streets just in case someone needs help.
Yes.
You know, and it's not fair to assume that nothing bad's going to happen. But really, in our line of work, it is truly our job to plan and prepare for the worst.
Right.
Because if you don't, you're just going to fail if that does happen. So, yeah. But yeah, back to traffic, there'll be a lot of signage. MnDOT has been a big part of what we're doing. That center lane. So if you go west of the underpass, you know, 26 Quick Trip,
yeah,
Anderson's Greenhouse, all there, that center turn lane is where the people going to the parking lots who bought parking passes for the festival will go there, and they'll be turned up County State 8 Highway 26. And then the normal traffic lane that'll lead you through Two Harbors, that'll remain open for through traffic. So if you're going to Fisherman's Picnic, trying to get to the Agate City Classic at the golf course the same weekend in Two Harbors, that's the lane of traffic you'll use. So there'll be enough signage, adequate, and appropriate signage to really help guide people. I think people just have to anticipate that there is going to be an increased amount of traffic in and around our community. Plan for it.
Yep.
I'd go to the grocery store early.
Right.
I'd go get my prescriptions early. All of those things. And parking, I mean, I guess it's a good time to transition to
yes.
parking.
Yes. Yep.
Parking, there will be a lot of signage. No parking. So if you've looked at the map that we put out, and we're always reevaluating, so there can be some changes that we make. But I think the community and a lot of people were wondering what is going on for parking. So we released that map and we're evaluating that. But right now, that's how it stands. So on some of the avenues, some of the streets, there will be no parking allowed. And that was in conversation with fire, rescue, and ambulance folks, that those roads are so narrow if one vehicle is parked on it that we don't know if we can get some of our trucks down those roads.
Okay. Yep.
So that's the reason for some of the no parking. Other ones are just going to have parking on one side, whether it's the south side of the avenue or the north side of the avenue. That's where parking will be allowed. And then on some of the streets and avenues, it may not be affected. So if you look at 7th Street, kind of that main corridor downtown and then north, parking's really not going to be affected on that.
Okay.
You're turning right on 7th Avenue, you can park on the right-hand side of the road. If you're coming up, you can park on the,
okay.
you know, going north. So
yep.
it's just something to keep traffic moving, and then public safety. There's going to be a lot of pedestrian and motor vehicle traffic, we're predicting, in and around town.
Yep.
So we're just trying to make it as safe as we can for everyone.
That is super helpful, all of this. Where is this map available?
Well, the map was released on our social media on our Facebook page just yesterday.
Okay.
And as I looked this morning, so if you like our Two Harbors Police Department page, it's been shared like 150 times
yeah.
By people. But we've reached, I think it was like 16,000 people we reached through that. And then the other thing that's going to do, some of that same information, not all of it because we wanted to get it on the front and back side of one piece of paper. Some of that same information is being mailed out of City Hall. The police department prepared that document, and that's being mailed out of City Hall. That has that same information. It'll be mailed to the city's mailing list, I guess, that they have. I'm guessing they would use their utility billing list. So that
oh,
should go
wow.
to
wow.
a majority of the houses. So, and that map is on the back side of that piece of paper.
Wow. So everyone in Two Harbors will hopefully get a map on their doorway so they'll know what they can do, how to drive around.
Yep.
That's amazing.
That'll show the parking. Yep. The parking, I think, has been our biggest question.
Yeah.
I mean, traffic, back to that again, is really going to be like driving through a construction zone, I think. And it's summer in Minnesota, our construction season on the roadways. So that's what I think the signage, you know, will look like. A lot of
yeah.
orange stakes, maybe some barrels and all that stuff. But I'm
yeah.
hopeful that we've planned and prepared enough and we'll be okay.
Yeah.
What do you
anticipate traffic coming from the north, or is it mostly just coming from the south or from the southwest that has gotten all the focus?
Yeah, I think the majority of it, I'm anticipating that will be, you know, Duluth headed east or north, you know, into Two Harbors.
Yeah.
You know, but we do have to plan for those folks coming from the Iron Range who may come down Highway 2, so you know that's a pretty easy shot in. But there's also a plan for those folks coming from Grand Marais, Silver Bay, Beaver Bay area into Two Harbors. They will just come into town past the golf course, and if they're going to one of those festival
yep.
parking lots, which the promoter is really encouraging people to buy, and within their things they're putting out, do not plan to park on, you know, the city streets. They're really helping to try to push that
right.
message.
Yep.
But they'll just take a right at the Holiday there and they'll head up to their parking lot. So
yep.
yep. Planning for all three roads that come into town. So Public Works and MnDOT and Lake County Highway Department have all played a part in all of that planning. So
yeah, yeah. And it seems like in some ways your job is actually pretty basic, which is, like you said, to absolutely keep things moving and to keep it open for emergency vehicles. Like that's kind of the basic, and then Greg and Lakeview will take care of everything else, the ambulance, and you know they have to take it from there. But you just have to keep it open. You just keep it available. Is there anything?
Yeah, I think that was one.
Go ahead.
I think that was one big part of it, keeping town parking and traffic moving. Hopefully the plan works. One thing I'll say about law enforcement and the first responders themselves, we're pretty good at adapting. So our plan, you know, one plan isn't always solid. We have contingency plans.
Yes.
You know, but we're also prepared for a lot of different things that can happen. What happens if somebody goes missing, you know?
Oh, yes.
A child goes missing, you know, we're prepared to move some of our assets and resources. The people that we have working or coming in to help us as law enforcement, we have a plan for all of those things. So hopefully our planning is right, and I'll call it an adventure for us at the Two Harbors Police Department. You know, we're a department of nine, but what I think we've done, we've done what we can and really leaned on some of our partners to help us. So
yeah,
we're getting close.
You are. Is there, I mean, the whole break wall area itself, is that your jurisdiction or is that the sheriff? I know, like, I'm sure safety along the break wall is in front of somebody's radar.
Yeah. So the parking lot and, you know, the lighthouse parking lot down there, Agate Bay, the boat launch.
Yep.
Anything on land is ours. Anything in the water is really Lake County's. But
okay.
We are prepared. You know, a lot of people's concerns, and one of ours is, if, what if somebody does fall into the water? There will be security, off-duty law enforcement officers hired by Tall Ships, the promoter, and all of those folks to be down there. But we'll also have a on-duty licensed peace officers down there, and they're prepared. They have life jackets down there,
okay.
Ropes. So we're prepared if something does happen that way. But like anywhere, we are so small. The sheriff's office isn't that big. We rely on the state patrol. We rely on the DNR, you know, so really,
yep.
Wherever it is, we're all always there. So
yeah.
Helping one another.
Yep. Great. Well, we're almost out of time just from that, but I also want to quick ask you, you mentioned there's a blight going around town. Let's just move on to something much smaller.
Okay. Well, I don't know that it is smaller, but
okay.
Blight. A lot of the residents in our community have, you know, brought up the concerns of blight property, whether they have garbage, unlicensed motor vehicles, those types of things just laying around. So we've been receiving complaints about that, and we are taking some, I wouldn't call it enforcement. We're dropping off letters to these homeowners and asking them to just rectify the problem. And if they need help, you know, let us know, you know, if they need help. So if you're an elderly person and you need help, there's maybe ways in organizations that can help. So really just trying to tackle some of those things, because they do attract rodents and critters and all that stuff. But it's a hard job, I mean, for us to do as well, because people's stuff is their stuff. So,
right.
But it is something we've been asked to do, and we are getting complaints. So we answer our complaints and try to take appropriate action. So, yeah. So if people are getting letters and they have questions or want to talk about it, myself or any one of the police officers for the Two Harbors Police Department would be happy to talk with people.
And being a true community-based organization, you also have a Facebook page, of course. And I just want to highlight that, because I didn't know that before. And it sounds like you can definitely get informed about some things. Two Harbors Police Department, is that your Facebook page?
It is, yep.
Awesome. And sounds like we will see you out and about, Rick. I hope it all goes smoothly. And thank you so much for giving us the time this morning. And all the extra time you've put into planning this. I know this is not something that stuck within an 8-to-4 work day. I won't even ask the details.
Yeah, a lot of time away from family and personal things, but that's why we do it. So, but thank you for your time, Katya. Good talking with you.
You too.
Have a great day.
Yep, until next time. That was Rick Hoganson, Chief of Police of the Two Harbors. And we hope to check in with him very briefly during the festival. So stay tuned to KTWH for that.